Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
On the Line, the current affairs of our community. For all your other current affairs, Joy sponsor manhouse.com.au and the trade membership card have you covered. You're on the line with Dean Beck.
You know, some days you get up and there's just no news. And other days, you just can't see the wood for the trees. Ben Riley joins us from starobserver.com.au. Welcome, sir.
Hi, Dean. And you're right, there is so much news.
There is a lot of news today. We had a lovely start to the show with the announcement that 19A, the law criminalising HIV in the state of Victoria, has been repealed.
Yeah, I mean, it's been kind of in the works for a while, and I think one of the lovely things about this happening, and really, you know, all any time there's a reform like this that goes through Parliament, it's seeing just like politicians from all sides of politics get up and kind of say really supportive things, which is not something we always see about our community.
Yeah, it's sort of, watching the last 20 minutes of that before coming on air, it was wonderful to see all sides of politics on the same page and so supportive of our community.
Mm, absolutely, which is great. And also, I mean, I thought it was interesting hearing quite a few of the politicians talked about their own kind of memories of public fear around HIV, 20 years ago, and how much that's changing and will hopefully continue to change.
Absolutely. There's also other news in the HIV sector today. We spoke to Rob Lake from AFAO regarding the START study, and it seems early treatment is the only way to go.
Yeah, so this is it's a little difficult, I think, to explain quite how significant this is, because it's really something that's a big deal for anyone engaged in HIV really around the world. So basically, it's the first time. So this big study start looking at the importance of early treatment and the kind of impact of that on the health of individuals. And it's the first time ever that there's been really conclusive evidence to show that there are significant health benefits to people going on treatment as soon as they've been diagnosed. And it kind of sounds like something that's a bit obvious, but we've never actually had that evidence before.
Yes. In other news on HIV, the Melbourne Periodic Survey has been released today. I haven't had a chance to totally absorb it as yet, but stand by for more information on that. Now, interestingly, one of our community's favourite hotels is up for sale. What's going on?
So, the Laird, which is, my favourite...
Not the Laird!
Is up for sale. Now, it caused a bit of a... Don't freak out, because everyone has. And looking at their Facebook page, it's just this kind of long series of comments of people going, oh, my God, the land's going to be sold. But they've been gone out of their way to reassure people that it's just the venue that's being sold and not the business itself. So they plan to continue trading as normal. Hopefully, the sale of the building won't affect the business. You can never really know in a situation like that. There have even been calls from some people on Facebook for the community to buy the building. So, fingers crossed it'll all work out.
What, Brett and Mark aren't just going to snap it up?
Look, I think a building like that...
Hello, you there, Ben? Looks like we've lost Ben Riley. Ben, you there?
Hello.
Hello. You're back.
Not sure what happened.
Right.
No, I was just saying a building like that in a suburb like Abbotsford is probably going to fetch a pretty high price.
It's a nice piece of real estate, that is for sure. Now, Labor is introducing the marriage bill into federal parliament, maybe this coming Monday, but What does all of this mean? Because are they compulsorily voting on it, or are they having a conscience vote? Have we worked, has Labor worked that out yet?
Well, look, what does all this mean? Possibly nothing. It's really hard to know. Nothing has changed in terms of support. I mean, there has been a kind of surge in support from specific MPs kind of saying that they would vote for it. But obviously there are a whole heap of hurdles in the way of that happening, like the fact that no matter how many people from the coalition come out and say that they support marriage equality, it doesn't mean anything until there's a conscience vote, which there still is not. There's been some really kind of, I don't know, vaguely positive language from the Prime Minister that got a lot of people excited, but it's super vague. Like, he has said something like, this has to be owned by the Parliament, not by any one party. But, you know, that hasn't been followed up by an actual decision to grant his MPs a conscience vote. So, you know, it might all be a storm in a teacup. It's hard to know.
Now, this has all been a little bit reactionary following the landmark event in Ireland. I didn't know that Ireland's political situation could affect us to such a great extent.
Yeah, I think people have... I mean, that's largely the responsibility, I think, of the marriage equality lobby in Australia. A lot of people have... so we're talking, of course, about the referendum on the weekend in Ireland, where I think it was just over 60% of people voted in support of marriage equality. And that's really been seized on by advocates here to kind of go, look, we're now the only English-speaking country... kind of Western English-speaking country in the world that doesn't have this in at least part of the country. You know, there are obviously a lot of kind of family, a lot of Australians have family connections to Ireland. A lot of Irish people live here. So that's, I think, been really capitalised on to draw that connection and build momentum from that here.
Well, you know, we are a little bit behind the times, Ben. We're going to have to pull our finger out at some point.
Indeed.
Now, we're all talking about this, and what is this that we're all talking about? Oh, Ireland.
Ireland, yes, and what that means for us here. And as I said, it's still very unclear.
Any other news you've got for us today?
Well, look, I think that's all kept me pretty busy, so those are the big ones. I'll be certainly digging into the periodic survey as well. There's always interesting stuff in there, so I'm sure we'll have some coverage of that pretty soon.
Yes, sadly, the media release put out by the Kirby Institute today is not that interesting. In fact, it's pretty poorly worded and has that many holes in it. I think they should get a STI check every 3 months. So we'll have some words to say about that perhaps next week. Ben Riley, thank you very much for joining us on the line today.
Thanks very much, Dean.
You can pick up your copy of Star Observer here at Level 9, 225 Bourke Street. And the latest edition is all about modern families. Now, this weekend, I'm heading off to Shepparton to cover Goulburn Valley Pride's 10th anniversary. I will be doing some live crosses on Saturday evening, live to Dylan Adler, who will be with you for Countercultured. He's also, as a matter of fact, up next here on Joy 94.9. A big morning in news and a great day for many in our community. I'm Dean Beck. Thank you very much for being with me today on the line. But until next time, you keep well, take care, and bye for now.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.